Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Becoming confident in your own self-worth and your own abilities, that's really the most deadly thing against narcissists. So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. And today's episode is all about how to become deadly against narcissists. And I am going to be talking about 8 ways to become deadly against narcissists today. And if you haven't joined my club on how to become deadly against narcissists, I would definitely recommend that you do that. And you can do that at joinslay.com/club. And definitely would recommend that you do that too. So how to become deadly against narcissists? Well, number one, I would definitely recommend that you recognize the narcissist traits and recognize their behavior. I mean, for one thing, you just have to know their triggers and know that they just want to provoke you. I mean, you have to understand that they just want to, they want to get under your skin. I mean, they come at you, they want to love bomb you. They want to, they start off with love bombing you. They start off with this pattern of coming at you with like, how charming they are, how amazing. And they want you to think that, you know, they're absolutely perfect. I mean, they're really, really good at mirroring you at the beginning and reading you. They're good at studying people. They've been studying people from the beginning and, looking to see what's going to like, appear to be perfect for you. And they come on super, super strong at the beginning because they just want to rush into things so that they can get to phase two because they want to just move along to getting to the point of getting that supply out of you, for one thing. And also they want to kind of embed themselves into a situation with you before you figure out who they are, for another thing. But, you know, just remember that they're trying to, provoke you. And, so, you know, just recognize that, if that's what they're trying to do. And as soon as you can start to see what they're trying to do, then it, you know, it starts to get a whole lot easier, to step back and start to sort of look at them, start to observe them, start to observe their behavior. And once you start to recognize that, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. You can almost sort of start looking at them, like as if you're sort of like watching a television show, or you're just watching like as if, you know, you're a spectator sort of seeing what's going on. And once you can start to start doing that, it becomes a whole lot easier to deal with them, I think. So that's number one, is just sort of start to recognize it. And once you can start to step back and start to observe, I think it becomes a whole lot easier. Number two is becoming more confident in your own self-worth and your own abilities. And this is, when I go to the why in my SLAY methodology, and I would definitely check out my SLAY program, with the strategy and the leverage and anticipating and focus on you. When you look at why, and focusing on you, it's almost like the most important thing in, becoming confident in your own self-worth and your own abilities. That's really the most deadly thing against narcissists, because they prey upon people who they think will, they can condition, and they really start conditioning you early on. And what I mean by that is, like, they start early on with this whole love bombing thing, but then what they do early on is they start, little things, they'll start dropping little things. And this is where you start to see these red flags, where they start, it'll be a little bit of a ghosting where they, all of a sudden you start to notice like they're not responding to your texts right away, or maybe something doesn't add up or something will happen. And they look to see, how did you respond to that? How did you act when they did that sort of thing? And did they get away with it? And if you didn't do anything about it, if you allowed it to happen, if they got away with it, let's say they lied about something and, you took their lie, or they ghosted you for a little while and they got away with it, or whatever it was, they start to realize, okay, good. Like, they're getting away with it. Like, so they're conditioning you. They're starting to control you. Or they're starting to, tell you what to wear, or how to eat, or, or if it's a business situation, like, they start to kind of take control of the situation. I mean, that's what happened with me, in just little ways, and they look to see, like, how is that happening? Are they getting away with it? And once they start to see, if they are getting away with it, if you are a good source of supply, so that's the conditioning of you that's happening early on in the relationship. And what's happening is, like, they find people that are good people, that are kind people, that are nice people, that are people that are going to be like, oh, should I say something? Should I not say something? Well, oh, it seems like a small thing. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't, maybe. A lot of times they'll sort of couch it around something that seems like, maybe they were sick or a situation was happening. And so you think, oh, well, I shouldn't say something, or, if I do, then I'm going to seem like I'm not a good person, or, something like that. So, Or they have, like, they put it, there's always like this plausible deniability around their behavior, like maybe it was like inadvertent or something like that. You know, they didn't mean to. You know, because they're so nice, they're such a good person, you know, that sort of thing. So that all happens sort of early on too. So, but, you know, you have to, like, the biggest enemy against a narcissist really is a person who's really, really confident in their own self-worth and their own abilities. So the more that you can be confident in your own abilities and your own self-worth, the worse it is for a narcissist, because they have no confidence in their own self-worth and their own ability. So that really, really helps you to become much more deadly against a narcissist. So that's number two. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases up to 100 times more polluted. And data shows that air pollution is responsible for up to 7 million premature deaths globally. I know for myself, my family has struggled with asthma, and so clean air is so important to us, and that's why having a good air purifier is so important to us. So what's the solution? Introducing an air purifier that has captured the attention of media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more, which is Air Doctor, which filters out 99% of air contaminants such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, and all sorts of things. And it even features a whisper jet fan, which is quieter than all sorts of air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store, from accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive your store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bestlife, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/bestlife to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bestlife. Number three is assert yourself when needed. And again, this is like you are shifting the dynamic against, this person who has conditioned you, right? And so now you have, if you really want to shift the dynamic, if you really want to turn this around, especially when you are now starting to negotiate with them, and you are now really starting to try to right the ship, right? I literally just had a conversation with somebody I was coaching yesterday, and this person was just getting ready to start a negotiation with a narcissist. And the first thing out of her mouth was, I don't want to be aggressive. She didn't want to be aggressive, but yet she's dealing with a narcissist who was sending over an agreement that was completely one-sided and not fair.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
You have to kind of like understand that in order to get out of a relationship with a narcissist, you're going to have to assert yourself when needed. And that's going to feel like you're being aggressive, but you're really just being assertive.
When it comes to the safety of a child in a divorce case involving alcohol abuse, there is no compromise. Take back power, strength, and truth from the narcissist in your life with documented proof of sobriety. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they're not drinking when a child's safety is at risk. SoberLink's real-time alerts make it easy to negotiate with any party. Judges rest assured that the child is safe. Attorneys get court admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. I created this community to provide support for divorced moms like me, which is why I partnered with SoberLink to create the resource Tips for Negotiating with a Narcissist. To download the guide and get $50 off your SoberLink device, visit www.soberlink.com/negotiate.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
So in the love bombing phase, you can expect all sorts of different gifts, and you can expect all sorts of gifts that you didn't really even want, you didn't even ask for, and huge gifts, massive gestures. And after that, then you get into the phase of, you know, their favorite gifts.
And now we return to today's show.
I said, okay, well, you can't have it both ways. This person, you know, they were just starting a divorce, and they hadn't like even filed yet or anything. And her soon-to-be ex sent over an agreement that was completely one-sided and not fair. And she didn't want to be aggressive. Well, you can't have it both ways. You know, like, there's no way out of that without being aggressive. I mean, so you have to kind of, like, understand that in order to get out of a relationship with a narcissist, you're going to have to assert yourself when needed. And that's going to feel like you're being aggressive, but you're really just being assertive. And it's okay to be assertive when needed. you have to let them know that there's a new game in town. You have to let them know that, you know, things are different now. And it's going to feel uncomfortable for you. It's going to feel different for you. It's like you have to kind of think about it as, you know, when a parent decides that you're no longer going to be you know, letting a child have their way with certain things, right? So, like, let's say, you know, a child was, like, allowed to stay up past a certain time. Well, you're not going to let them do that anymore. Well, the child's going to have a tantrum about it. Well, okay, maybe the child's going to cry. Maybe the child's going to... Maybe it was like the child was like allowed to sleep with the parents or something, and now the child's gonna have to sleep in the crib. Okay, well, maybe the child's gonna scream and cry, and you know, like maybe you have to, you know, sit outside the child's door, and the child's gonna scream and cry. Well, you know, maybe that's gonna have to be the way it's gonna be for a little while, and it's gonna be really, really hard, and. You know, you're just going to have to deal with it until the child has to understand that, like, it's going to be different. And that's what happens until the child understands that there's a new game in town, right? And that's how it goes until, you know, new boundaries are learned by the child, and that's what you're dealing with. You know, a narcissist is basically a 2-year-old in an adult body, and so you are establishing new boundaries with that narcissist. And so, you know, it starts off first by establishing the boundaries. And you're setting those clear rules for what is now going to be acceptable behavior and what will no longer be tolerated. And it may not feel comfortable immediately for you. And yeah, they may have a little bit of a tantrum at first. And you're going to have to get past the fact that they are going to have that tantrum at first. And you're going to have to be okay with the fact that they may have that tantrum and expect it and expect it and be okay with that. And then the next step to that, which would be number 5, really, is avoid giving in to their demands, you know, for fear of making it worse, because that's going to be the next thing, right? And you're going to want to give in to those demands, and you're going to feel like you want to give in to those demands, but you're going to have to be okay with not giving in to those demands. Because, you know, the minute you start doing that, then you're going to, you know, it's basically terrorist tactics. Because you just don't want to give in to those demands. Because, you know, if you do that, then you are now... showing them that you're weak, right? And you really want to say, no, you're not doing that at this point. You know, you're showing them that you are strong now, that there is a new game in town, that you are now a stronger person, and that, you are a different kind of a person now, and that you are establishing that you are now, instead of retreating, that you are walking forward, and that you are changing who you are at this point. And I actually have a whole video on YouTube on how to make a narcissist respect you, and that this is the only way to make a narcissist respect you. And I definitely would recommend that you check out my video on that topic as well. So And number six is stay strong. I would definitely say, do the things that you need to do to, for self-care. One of the things that, I am reminded of every day is that I tell myself that I never leave my thoughts unsupervised, for one thing. I don't know if many of you have heard my story before, but I had been dealing with narcissists. And, I had been dealing with a narcissist in a business setting, my husband and I also have a narcissist in our family situation. We were on a family vacation, and we were a couple of years ago, and we were at the top of this beautiful mountain, and we were, up there, and I was with my husband and my daughter, and it was amazing, and we were like looking at the clouds and sunrise, and it was like heaven on earth, and we're just thinking like, oh wow, like it was just like a once in a lifetime experience. And then what was I thinking about? I was thinking about narcissists, right? People in my life who were deadly and toxic. And I thought, at the time, I thought I was thinking about how to deal with them and what to do and all this other stuff. And then I thought, I stopped myself and I thought, oh my God, this is not okay. I don't want to be thinking about narcissists right now. Like, no, not on vacation. No, if I'm thinking about narcissists, then I am being a victim, And so I came down from that mountain and I decided, no, I'm not going to think about narcissists. I refuse to allow myself to be a victim of narcissists, I am going to be a creator, because every moment that I'm thinking about narcissists, I am not in creation mode. And so I came down from that mountain and I decided I'm getting out of relationships with narcissists and I'm going to be in creation mode. And that was when I decided to finish writing my book, and I wrote Negotiate Like You Matter, and I sent it out for testimonials, and I ended up getting, Robert Shapiro. And not only did he write the testimonial, but he actually offered to write the foreword to my book. And that was when I started doing everything I could to, help myself. And I learned about narcissism, and that's when I started my YouTube channel, and everything started exploding and magical things started happening for me. And, as long as I kept myself in creation mode, my life was so much better. And, the same thing can happen for you too. Just, keep yourself in creation mode and keep yourself surrounded by people who are there for you and support you and lift you up. And that's why I, do all the things that I do. And that's why I say to you, continue to surround yourself with people who light your fire and, aren't pouring water on it, right? So number six is stay strong and remind yourself of all of the good qualities about yourself and know that you deserve way better than being surrounded by narcissists, okay? So number seven is keep your distance and don't allow yourself to, I say defend your light with your life. Don't allow anybody in your life who is making you feel bad. You know, distance yourself from anybody who is not lifting you up. You know, in the best possible place for you. And number eight is know who you're dealing with. Understand who it is who you're dealing with. You know, understand who they are. You know, they are narcissists, right? I mean, you can't take it personally. One of my favorite books is The Four Agreements, you know? And one of the agreements that you make is, you know, never take anything personally. People treat people, you know, the way they do because, you know, of how they feel about themselves, you know, good or bad. And narcissists treat people badly because they don't feel good about themselves. So you can't take it personally. So, you know, they're just hurt people. And so that's who they are. Just walk away, find somebody else to spend your time with. You know, my dad used to say, consider the source, right? So that's who you're dealing with. Find somebody better. You know, if you're negotiating with a narcissist and you have to deal with them, you know, just grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Win the negotiation, then move on. And find somebody else. And as I always say, today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. And I mean that sincerely. You know, wherever you are is the jumping off point. Never give in and never give up because, you know, they want you to think that you, that they're the smartest and all that other stuff, but they're really the most scared little people on the planet. You know, you can always beat them. You know, you only lose if you give up. Okay. So remember that you can win. You definitely can. I've helped really thousands of people, probably millions of people through my YouTube channel and everybody and every place else. So don't give in. Don't give up. You got this. And I will definitely, definitely check you guys out in the next episode. So thanks for listening. And remember, always to slay.
Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.
Hey, Slayers, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast I'm excited about, Creating Confidence, hosted by Heather Monahan, a part of the Yap Media Network. Heather sits down with experts like Gary Vee, Sarah Blakely, and Les Brown to share with you techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog villains you'll meet along the way. Creating Confidence is about elevating your confidence to the highest level ever and take your business right there with you. Don't believe me? I'm going to share some of the amazing reviews that I've seen on Apple. Here's one.
Heather has the perfect gems of wisdom that not only inspire you, but motivate you into action. I recommend it to anyone who wants to elevate their reach and go to that next level. How about that? That's amazing. Here's another one. Heather is so inspiring, and each episode is filled with tips and tricks on how to become more confident and live the life of your dreams. So if you are looking to level up your confidence, check out Creating Confidence now. Subscribe to Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is.